Okay, I'm talking this evening with Ray Santonge, who is User Eclecticology from Canada, who is standing as a candidate for election to the Board of Trustees of the Wikimedia Foundation. Thanks very much for coming, Ray, and thanks for coming.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We'll kick off in the same way we have as with everyone else, which is just to ask you to say a few words about your personal background, who you are and where you're from.
Well, I'm 65-year-old Canadian who, a long time ago, I was a two-time university dropout and ended up working in tax consultancy, so and to a large extent dealing to a fair extent in international taxation and the problems that people have in dealing with governments and especially with a lot of the cross-border problems, so that I have to be familiar with both Canadian and U.S. tax. But I consider myself now to be semi-retired. I have been involved in Parents Association in the school district here, which is the strongest in the province, and where we have a lot of expectations of the children here. But this Saturday, my son graduates from high school, so that I can no longer do that. So that frees up some time for other things.
Ah, so you mentioned your financial background and your experience volunteering with the school district. Could I ask how?
I've been the vice chair of the Parents Association in the district. That's a district with about 23,000 students.
And do you feel that experience, obviously, you would bring that experience to bear if elected to the board?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Fantastic. That's a little bit about your life. Now, could I ask you, how did you first hear of or come across this idea that is Wikipedia and Wikimedia?
Always goes back to about the summer of 2001 that I saw things online. I think I actually saw Nupedia first. I was busy with other things at the time, so I didn't really start looking at it in detail until the following February. Decided that Nupedia was a little too rigid for my liking. Edited a few things on the Wikipedia at that time, and as with most addictions, it just one thing led to another.
And did you become very involved at quite an early stage then?
Yes, I did. I was actually one of the people that was instrumental in getting Wiktionary started and also instrumental in getting Wikisource started.
And it's interesting you mentioned there two projects which are, you know, cousins or sisters or whatever of the English Wikipedia. Could you just say a few words about presumably you've edited at Wikipedia as well. What sort of user rights do you have at which projects and which sort of projects have captured most of your attention thus far?
It started off with Wikipedia itself, then migrated to Wiktionary and then to Wikisource. I've become well known on the mailing lists as well. I think in the early stage it was thought that if one wanted to become an admin or something of the sort, that one would get involved in the mailing lists, although that's no longer a requirement. I don't think that having all of these people on the mailing list would do very much good anymore. It'd just clutter things. On the foundation lists as well, I've been involved in that. I have attended all three Wikimanias, so that I've gotten to know quite a lot of the people who are very active in things and have found them very interesting to meet with, and I look forward to being in Alexandria this year and just getting into this reunion with people.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you're attending this year. It's clear that you are. So could I ask, having been very involved for a very long time, I believe this is the first time you've stood as a candidate for the board. And what made you at this point decide that this was a good time for you to sort of put your hand up?
I didn't actually register my candidacy until the last day. A couple of the people that I talked with and trust urged me to run because they didn't feel that there was anybody running at that point that they could support.
Do you feel it would be inappropriate to say, to mention those people at all? I mean, feel, you don't have to.
I think it would be inappropriate. I mean, this is done through private contacts. You know, if they want to make put themselves forward, that's fine. But it did urge me to go ahead and do it. And the campaigning has been interesting. I have run briefly in other kinds of campaigns in the distant past, so it can be fun. And I try not to take myself too seriously.
That's a good rule of thumb. I should add, of course, that if people listening can read a lot more in depth, they can read a lot more submissions in depth from the candidates at the Meta Wikipedia pages, where the candidates, they're linked to from the page that you'll be listening to this from. You can read the candidate answers across what is an ever-growing range of questions, and I'm full of respect for the sheer volume that every candidate's or that many candidates have, the lengths they've gone to answer all the questions more in depth. This is more of an introduction.
I found answering those questions to be quite a challenge, and I've undertaken, well, I should at least address them all to some extent. Quite a few of the questions seem to be more project specific, and I don't believe that board members should go too far into meddling with the affairs of each of the individual projects, but they should be aware of the concerns that are there right across the board. And even if one is not meddling, it's quite all right to have opinions on these things.
Indeed, and that leads us quite nicely, in fact, to my next question, really, which is that if elected to the board, do you have any directions that you feel you'd like to steer the board in, and maybe to build on some of what you see as Wikimedia's greatest strengths or opportunities? And of course, any specific initiatives that you've got that you'd like to, to bring to the board.
Well, lately, of course, I'm one of these people that's listed in the Provisional Volunteer Council list. It's something that I've supported right from the beginning, since even before the first bylaws were drafted for the Wikimedia Foundation. The trustees really can't handle everything that's going on in such a huge organization. A lot of that power has to be delegated to the communities, and it has to be done in a sensible way.
Out of interest, would you see it, if you were elected to the board, would you also be able to continue with a seat on the council, do you think?
This has come up in my private conversations. I've had some concerns about that, and I would probably need to take advice from others, because I would see that almost as a conflict of interest. But as things stand, this council is not yet functioning, so there's nothing to be concerned
about. maybe it'll happen with flag revisions on the English Wikipedia.
I think where I see the Wiki Council possibly doing a lot of positive things would be into starting to set up standards that could be adopted by all of the various projects. That it shouldn't be imposing things, and I think sometimes you end up with the people from English Wikipedia assuming that what they have decided also applies on other projects, which is often quite not the case. It's happened in the discussion groups, certainly in Wikisource, where someone has come up with a bright idea that has succeeded in Wikipedia, but gets kind of a cold shoulder when it comes to Wikisource.
That's interesting. So it's that would be an initiative that, regardless of whether it's the council specifically, as in the proposed Wiki Volunteer Council, or just in general, it's that sort of that's the direction that the sort of that you would like to steer the board in, that sort of thing.
Yes, you know, and basically it becomes a devolution of power. I mean, the board still has to maintain the corporate responsibility, has to maintain all the financial aspects, and be seen as a functioning entity. But there
It's interesting. You mentioned the financial aspects. Do you? And I'll move it on now to ask you about some of the challenges or the weaknesses or the challenges that you think the board and the foundation may face. Is that? I mean, that's one that's been, you know, we've evolved a great deal in recent past in that way. Would you identify that, or do you have other sort of challenges that you think that are, you know, requiring urgent attention of any sort?
I don't see any financial urgencies unless we keep hiring a lot of people. You know, I can't really criticize all of these positions that are now paid positions because of, you know, lack of information about what is happening in detail. But it can happen as an organization grows that it can become overtaken by paid staff. You know, and I've seen this in community societies where the sense of community becomes lost when you start to depend on paid staff. Of course, the other side of that, when you depend a lot on volunteers, is that a lot of vital work just doesn't get done.
Yeah. And we could talk at great length on a number of these matters, and it's possible that we'll be having some sort of panel discussion, which, of course, you'll be most welcome, and it'd be fantastic to have you along. We'll finish off this sort of brief introductory interview by asking you the question that we've asked all others, which is, you're most likely speaking at this point to, you know, most of the audience are likely to be English Wikipedia volunteers and editors, the main mm-hmm. others. But why would if they were to ask you, why should they support you in election in this election?
Well, I think the kind of wide experience that I have with it. I mean, one of the policies that I instituted when I was active in Wiktionary is that it should be a dictionary of all words in all languages. You know, this raised some concerns. And another point that although I ended up losing, was to have all of the elements of Wikisource in all languages integrated, although that didn't work. But I think we sometimes, and, you know, Anglophones tend to be among the worst people in the world for becoming aware of what is happening in other countries. And, you know, I think this is probably a fairly sweeping statement that can happen in all Anglophone countries. You know, even more so when that country is a unilingual one.
And would you see that of the candidates that you're, if not uniquely, then at least strongly placed to offer a multicultural and global perspective on the board?
Well, I think some of the candidates do have that multicultural perspective. I mean, I see several that are native speakers of other languages and yet still are able to use English as an effective lingua franca. But, you know, there's more to what happens in other countries than the language. Sometimes it's just a matter of respecting that they're different. You know, that one does not go off in a huff just because a couple of people happen to be speaking another language.
And I'm going to have to cut us short there, Ray. That's Ray Santoge, user Eclecticology. Thanks very much for coming by for this.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. Okay.